All right, good evening and welcome everyone to our Monday Night Learning Center, where we have an opportunity to wrap up the previous week. We get to go over the things that we already learned, present some new things so that we can really break down what God is doing in all of our lives. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I am just lovely, sir.
Good deal, good deal. I see you still caught in that old stuff. Y'all, this is Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw call. We unlearn, but it's the Monday Night Raw. So that's what we've upgraded to, and we do welcome everybody, because this is a night where we get a chance to just sit back and, you know, really just take some things in, have natural, casual conversation about this week, you know, that we just experienced, as we talked about raising your standards without compromising the standards of God. So note again, it's Monday Night Raw, okay? So it's no filter. We don't do all the explicitives and all things like that, but we do just come straight from the hip, okay? So that's how we're going to do this. So without any other delays, let's go ahead, Ms. Candy, and open up a prayer, please.
Father God, we thank you for carrying us through the week ahead, the previous week. Lord, we thank you for continuing to shield us and watch over us. And Lord, we thank you for gathering us amongst the saints, for gathering us in a place that we can grow and learn one with the other, Lord. So for everyone here, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for every listening ear, every open heart and mind. And Lord, we pray that tonight is another night of learning and growing for each and every person on the line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, Ms. Candy, this is what I want to start real quick. We're just going to do this because we're going to dive right into these email questions. We got some great email questions, and we're going to have that special guest sitting in that high seat with Mr. DJ tonight. Okay? So, but before we go there, why don't you go ahead and give us a brief week in review about what we've covered this past week.
Well, this week, as we're talking about raising your standards without compromising the standards of God, I want to say we talked about a lot of things, but first and foremost, it's so important that we understand what God's standards are. We can look at the world, and it's easy to look to the world for a standards raise, because people will easily be able to look at your position, be able to look at your relationship, your financial state, and give you advice as to ways to raise your standards. However, if we don't first and foremost know what God's standard is, it doesn't matter what anyone else has to say. It doesn't matter what we ourselves think as far as the standards raise is concerned. So the foundational thing that we got this week was just being reminded that God's standards, we have to know what they are. We have to be able to say, okay, when I'm looking at this situation, this is the standard that God has set. So how am I going to approach raising my standard, elevating my standard, but not compromising on the foundation that he's already laid for us? So that was great foundationally. We talked throughout the week about a lot of different things. Last night, I know one of the things that was so, so powerful was just simply when you told us how we can't be who we are right now and be who we were at the same time. And in that, it's when we're talking about going back to our old ways, getting back into our old self. We say that we've raised our standard. We say that we've come up out of something, but then we allow our emotions, our flesh, our feelings, whatever it is, to pull us back into a situation. So were our standards really raised, or were we just speaking in a way that, you know, it sounded pleasing at the time? We talked about different compromises as well, and how easy it is to compromise on the things of God when we're just looking at it through the lens of what we want. We related that to friendships. We related it to marriage. Last night we talked about how Ruth, Bathsheba, Peter, all of these people, and how in their individual situations there was a standard raise or a perceived standard raise, but then we broke down how God viewed each one of those situations and how we applied each of them to our lives. But like I said, what I think was most important this week was the foundation of we have to know what God's standards are, because if we don't know what God's standards are, everything else that we're doing is moot, because we're raising a standard that we have based on a world standard and not on the standard that God has already set for us.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so that's the week in review, y'all. One of the scriptures we read on was Hebrews 11:1, you know, and that speaks of, you know, how faith is now. Faith is evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember, we talked about that as we're talking about raising our standards. All right, and hope is an expected end. So if you don't hope, you don't have hope. Faith can never exist. Because faith is the evidence of hope.
Yes, sir.
It's evidence. No crime, no evidence. You must first have a crime before evidence is ever presented.
Right.
Okay? So, with that being said, let us get to the email questions. But before we do that, let us get our high seat individual for the night. Our special guest is going to be, you know, very closely related here. One of your very own, our very own, Miss Shireen Bovee. Miss Candy, you want to go ahead and unmute Miss Shireen?
She's not with us, sir.
Oh, she's not on you?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, no, not a problem. We'll go ahead. I know she's supposed to be there. I think, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
The DJ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think Mr. DJ just scared somebody off. That's okay.
Uh-oh.
I got you, though, Mr. DJ. So, Ms. Candy, what I'm going to go is I'm going to go a step further now. I'm going to let you do the honors of go ahead and selecting someone, some brave person who wants to speak on this topic. Just some general email questions with Mr. DJ. Who you got, Ms. Candy?
How about Ms. Shabri?
Okay.
Ms. Shabri, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-oh. She wasn't ready for this, Mr. DJ. Well, Ms. Shabri, you just hold on right there because I got to do the proper thing. Because he said, you know, now when you introduce, do it the right way. So, y'all, without further ado, here is Mr. DJ. And he comes in from Atlanta, Georgia. He stands at 5'3". 282 pounds, just messing y'all, but that's Mr. DJ, y'all know who he is. And he's ready to go tonight. So Mr. DJ, you ready?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Mr. Bree, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Right. So I'm gonna start with you first, Mr. Bree, with our email questions, and you know how we do it. It's one of those things that we're just trying to spend off, just like with the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know, they talked about the same thing but had different perspectives, okay? So it's not argument-based, but it is one of those things that we want to challenge our mind to bring up something maybe perhaps that we didn't even notice. All right? So here we go. First email question, okay? So this is what the email says. It says, I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Shabri. It says, my husband and I have tried counseling for a year and a half concerning infidelity issues. Yet our marriage is still experiencing immoral behavior. At this point, would filing for a divorce be considered lowering or raising my standards?
Well, I would say filing for divorce is lowering your standards. The reason why I say that, first of all, even though you're going through counseling, both of you need to be there in mind and body wanting to the counselor. And for one thing, because getting to the marriage, that God put y'all together. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're married now and you're going to counseling. If both of y'all are willing to do the counseling, because one might be forced to do it and the other one, you know, just there. but I think it's lowering the standards.
Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm going to repeat it for those who wasn't on just now. It says, my husband and I have tried counseling for a year and a half concerning infidelity issues, yet our marriage is still experiencing immoral behavior. At this point, would filing for a divorce be considered lowering or raising my standards?
There's a part of me, I would just go ahead and say that would be considered raising your standards, because you said the key words were you were in counseling a year and a half on infidelity issues, and then it's still, you still have moral issues. What that tells me is that you guys don't really want to be together. It takes two to make a relationship right. Just because you got married does not mean that God brought you together. So I would say for those type of issues, and it's been a year and a half and things are still not going right, you can't force someone to love you. So what you're going to do is destroy the mindset that, you know what, we have to be together. I did say I do, but I think you would be raising the standards by saying, you know what, we do, but we have to put God first. And if God is not in this, then there is no this. So that means that we need to end whatever this is, and we need to get back with self. And if it's meant to be, then, you know, I know how to find you.
Gotcha. All right. So those both are, I understand both points in that. So, Ms. Shabri, you said lowering, it will be considered lowering your standards. Why?
Well, like you said, because both of them been counseling, but one was probably forced to go to counseling and really wasn't ready to go.
Okay.
Counseling. They trying to save, one trying to save the marriage, the other one isn't.
Gotcha.
And I understand what Mr. DJ was saying. But.
Okay. Gotcha. So, that's something, and every situation is unique in itself. I just leave it that every situation is unique, because if God is telling you to stay, that's between you and God. Don't expect everybody else to understand. Do expect a lot of you stupid. Do expect a lot of that. Okay. Miss Candy, if I'm not mistaken, what is the only thing that God says we can divorce because of what?
Adultery.
Out of unfaithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
infidelity
falls under this.
Mm-hmm.
So either which way, you know, if God is telling you to stay, okay, you stay. There wouldn't, you know, you can, that can still be maintaining a high level of integrity. You know, I must say this, Ms. Candy, let me just be open with Mr. DJ and Ms. Shabri. Both of the answers is correct.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you why. Because God may be telling one person to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember, who was that, Jose and Gomer? A man of God married a prostitute. And he may be telling one other person to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So every situation, y'all both are correct. Simply because it can be lowering your standards if God tells you to stay and yet you split. That's lowering your standards.
Yep.
And it's raising your standards if God tells you to, what I just said? Lowering if God tells you to go when you stay, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If God telling this is, you know, so if God, so anything that contradicts what God tells you to do would be considered lowering your standards. Okay. Now, if you stick with God's plan, you've raised your standards. And raising your standards is not always popular.
Amen.
All right. So I hope that email question helped for somebody out there. Thank you so much for that email. Here you go. Email number two. I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ. So now this is very, Mr. DJ, I want you to hone in on this one. Okay. This one is very, I think it's going to challenge our minds a little bit here. Okay? So this email question says this. Hold on, let me get to it. It says, I've often heard that promotion comes from God. If that is true, how can raising my standards ever be wrong? Isn't it God who upgraded me?
I would say this. When you're raising your standards, are you raising them according to God or to the world? If you're raising your standards according to the world, then no, that's not a promotion. That's not a promotion at all. And just to break it down for you a little better, the scruples of it, you have one woman that have two men after her own heart. One man has nothing but money. Okay, nothing but money. And let's just say she was raised poor. Money can solve a lot of her worldly issues. The other man knows God. The other man will love her thoroughly and realizes that she's the queen and will cherish her. But they still will struggle. She still would have to work. Now, the songwriters say, let me upgrade you. A lot of them don't believe in working. If you really love me, I don't have to work no more.
Huh.
Now, that to me, that's not a promotion. That's not an upgrade. So, again, it depends on God's, you know, God's standards and what is according to him. So I would, if I was that woman, I would take the man that I know who's going to love me thoroughly and work with him and be with him.
That sounds good, Mr. DJ. Mr. Bree, what you got to say? You need me to repeat that question for you?
Yes, please.
It says, I've often heard that promotion comes from God. If that is true, how can raising my standards ever be wrong? Isn't it God who upgraded me?
Okay. I don't see that it can ever be wrong if it was coming from God promoting you. First, you have to make sure that that's where it's come from. That it comes from God. Even though you get promotions, people probably say, oh, God gave me this promotion. Thank you, God. And all the time, that's not from him. You have to make sure that's where it's coming from. And God is a perfect God. He's not going to steer you wrong. And he's going to give you the promotion that you're looking for. So, and like what DJ said, I agree with what he said with the promotion. It's, you know, how would it? With the promotion comes from God, and God, like I said, is a perfect God. So that says it all to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No, I wouldn't get you out. I just hit that by mistake. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, that sums it up for me with the promotion. If it comes from him, it's, you know, the promotion is a great promotion, but you have to make sure that's where it's coming from.
Okay, good deal. Now, this is what I want you to do, Miss. Don't you be intimidated by Mr. DJ over there.
Mr. Clark, can I add something that she just said?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
Okay, I also want to just put this, and especially to the person who wrote that email, if you knew that you had to live under a bridge, dirt poor, for 5 years, like a homeless person, but the rest of your years, you'll be richer than Bill Gates, would you do it? The average person would say yes. Yes, they would. They'll just tough it out because they know the ending. Why can't we be like that? That's what it means with promotion. God already gave us a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
His promotion is being with him. See, he writes the ending right after he writes the beginning. The middle is left up to us. So why not take a chance on him? See, it's almost like getting into a race that you know you're going to win. Or taking a chance at a boxing match, the fight is fixed. We got a winner. That's what he promises us. If you follow me, then you will be successful. You will have that promotion and everything that you basically your heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
Good deal. Do you have anything to add to that, Ms. Brew?
No, he summed it up.
Okay. So what I'll conclude with those, that email question, both means y'all pretty much on the same, you know, page with that. I would throw out this, because the question said, I've often heard that promotion comes from God. If that is true, how can raising my standards ever be wrong? Without God, they can be wrong. Isn't it God who upgraded me? Not necessarily. You can upgrade yourself. Remember, the Bible says when we are weak, God is strong. He never says when we're strong, he's strong. Because when we're strong, we don't need God.
Mm.
Y'all hear me?
Mm.
You can upgrade yourself. Don't ever be buffooned into thinking you can't. You can go upgrade yourself right now. Go to get your nails done, your hair done. I did, as they say in the hood. Huh? Your hair cut. Let's smell good. Little itsy miyaki. Go get your little swole on at the gym. You can upgrade yourself. Because upgrade according to human mankind standard, what we physically see. That's why the Bible said we man, judges the outward appearance. So
that's right.
Upgrade the natural human being is what we do on the outside, and we equate that to the things of God. Let me throw this out there, so, you know, because y'all both hit it on the head. I'm going to throw this out there, a little trinket, you know. Y'all heard of the saying, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, you do know that people think, you know, success is equated to how many businesses you have, how many degrees you have, my child has made it, how much power you have, how popular you are, who recognizes you. You own that building. You know that's what the typical person thinks success is, right?
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Yeah. So just because you're successful in your own eyes, does that mean God gave you that promotion? Huh? Let me take it one step further. Y'all heard of the rich young ruler, right? The one who wouldn't give up, you know, God told him to go and sell out his items and give the money to the poor, and he wouldn't. So was that an upgrade? How was it an upgrade when he directly disobeyed God? He asked God a question. He said, you know, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He asked him a question. And he told him, and that man walked away. So to us, it looked like he had it going on. He upgraded. His standard was raised. But to God, he came back with, easier for the camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to make it into heaven. Because when you have your upgrade according to your strength, you don't need God. Have you ever noticed in your lowest time you get on your knees the most?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But when are you most vulnerable? In other words, when are you more receptive to receive God's upgrade? Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right, here we go. The third email question. I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Shabri. Okay, this is a good one now. It says this, outside of God, is it possible to have high standards? And if not, why then did God lower his standards to save us?
Well, first, outside of God, no, you can't have high standards. He lowered his standards. He died for us. He died for our sins. On the cross. So, to me, I would say he lowered his standards for us.
Okay.
He lowered his standards for us.
Okay. I can see that. Mr. DJ, what you have to say? I'm going to repeat that question. Outside of God, is it possible to have high standards? And if not, why then did God lower his standards to save us?
God, I don't really see it as God lowering his standards, but he does love the world.
Come on.
He does. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we shall not perish.
and have everlasting life. So I don't really see, you can't, God is perfect. That's enough said. You can't mess with perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when he's wrong, he's right. He's God mm-hmm. by himself. So I can't, it's hard for me to even say that he lowered anything, because he mm-hmm. is the standard. He's what success and excellence is.
Mm-hmm.
So if without him, we have nothing to even be measured for.
Mm. All right. Mr. Bree, you have anything to add to that?
No.
Those are really great responses. Outside of God, is it possible to have high standards? Absolutely not, unless your high standards are measured by worldly standards.
Right.
Okay. And if not, why then did God lower his standards to save us? See, both of y'all hit that on, I'm telling you, Miss Candy, that's one of them, the first one that they answered, like both of them was right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question too, emailer. Okay. The thing is, did God lower his standards? Of course he lowered it. The same token, he didn't. Like, man, hold on. How can you did or either you did or you didn't? He did because he became mere flesh. You're talking about perfection. Became flesh. In other words, he became sin purposely because we couldn't sacrifice what he needed.
Right.
I don't think I heard it now. We don't have anything that's perfect enough. Listen to me. Y'all, let me make this example, because both of them hit it right on the head. Let's see Mr. DJ be on it every week. Mr. B, you get there, you got it, okay. Listen, that's like, you know, when we was younger, we was like 8, 9, 10 years old, 13, 12, you know. We didn't have enough money. That little money that we got for our allowance back in the day, we used to get $1 a week. I know them kids get $100 a month, but we got $1 a week. Y'all don't know about that? Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We got $1. If your family was well off, you got $5. Okay? And then, look, for the typical person, we didn't get nothing. That was just a part of our obligation.
There you go.
All right, then. So, but look at this. So when it was mommy and daddy's birthday, we didn't have money. They said, you don't have money. They knew we didn't have money. So guess what they would do? They would reach in their pocket, use their money, so that you can go buy them a gift. In other words, we didn't have what it takes to please them. They had it. Did y'all catch that?
Right.
For his standard, because he became something that's not him. He became flesh. God became flesh, y'all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. God in heaven became flesh. He sent his Son, flesh. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he lowered himself to become, get on our level. You know, just like you lower your standards without lowering your standards. Anybody have kids? You know, when you say, ooh, goo, goo, God, God, mommy love you, daddy loves you, yes, I do. What you're doing is you're lowering your standards without lowering your standards. You're coming down to the point of where they can receive you. But you're not staying there. You're actually lowering to raise them. The perfect sacrifice is on the cross. So he lowered his standards without lowering his standards. Do you not understand that God hates sin?
Amen.
And he purposely came to be sin, but he had to say, take something that was perfect, the Lamb of God. You know they sacrificed lambs, y'all? The Lamb of God, and sacrificed it. Hmm? But it couldn't be a sacrifice like, you know, the two brothers, right? One didn't do it right. Because see, when we sacrifice God with God, we give God old dirty leftovers.
Say it.
So he didn't give dirty leftovers. He sent something that was sin-free, and it became sin all of a sudden to pay some debt. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. So according to the question that was asked, yes, is a yes and no. Yes, he did lower his standards, but no, he didn't lower his standards. Okay, to save us, he had to lower them because other than that, he would have stayed in heaven. But if you want to look at it from a biblical standpoint of view, no, he didn't.
Mr. Carr, can I ask a question?
Had to be done. Y'all got it? All right. All right, we get there. Last question, Mr. DJ, is on you. Okay, you going first. Yes, sir. What you got?
I want to say, would it be safe to say that he lowered his standards so low that they was kind of beneath man's standards? Because if you notice, when he came here, he didn't come here at the finest hospital. He was born in a manger.
Yeah.
He was born out with horses and animals. I mean, I think he gave us an example that, for one, he's not a hypocrite. It can be done. He came to show us to what to do, and he made his standards so low as a human that many of us couldn't even do that. I mean, he didn't come in and had to go buy clothes every day or work this or work that. I'm just saying, when he came here in the lowest form of the low. So that, like you said, it can reach anybody.
Right. I agree with you. Miss Candy, you see that? What he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I see it. And this is good, y'all, because I know some people like, man, I see it both ways. And the what Mr. DJ is saying, you know, with the questions, y'all, this is Monday Night Raw. What he's saying is this, okay, you got to look at it from both points. The natural side, we naturally say he lowered his standard. You know, heavenly, the kingdom of heaven is made up of two things. What are they?
Joy.
Peace and joy.
That's right.
Peace and joy. Y'all get it? In other words, he never lowered his standard according to heavenly things because the manger was not a downgrade. It's about peace and joy. In other words, God's joy don't come in the nice house. Whoa. God's joy is not in the fact that we deem that we got a diploma and we're successful. That is not God's joy. Whoa. See, a lot of times Satan will have us fooled. So we start chasing things that we think are pleasing to God only because they are pleasing to us.
That's right.
God, heavenly, he never lowered his standard. Naturally, to, you know, appeal to us, it looked like we lowered. That's why he got on our level. And that's why he was born in the manger. Do you not understand that? Because if God had not been born in the manger and he had a mansion, everybody right now would say everybody that was born in the manger, that's sin, that's dirt, take them to jail. They are filth. Jesus purposely was placed at the lowest of the low. That's why you right now have people confused. That's to this day, Ms. Candy, Mr. DJ, Ms. Shabri, that's why people are confused, because they don't know what a high standard verse. In other words, they'll be very careful to put their mouth on something that's low beneath them. They're very careful. Mm. That's why he said, be careful how you entertain a stranger. Y'all know the rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Y'all get it? All right. You over there, Ms. Shabri? You up?
I'm here.
Okay. You're talking about this easy. Everybody else talks. I'm about to get you right now. Last email question. Here we go. Ms. Shabri, I'm going to start with you. It says, we all know that sin separates us from God because he can't stand it. Therefore, my question is, how is it that Jesus raised his standards by becoming sin, the very thing that opposes God? Did he not compromise the standards of God? Please explain.
Okay. How can I answer that?
You got your thoughts right quick. I'm gonna start with Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, you want to start it off?
Okay. No, he did not compromise the standards. First of all, he is the Father.
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are three in one.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on that cross, he was still the Son, but he could have actually saved himself.
Come on.
With just one word, it wouldn't have been no crucifixion. It wouldn't have been no trial. It wouldn't have been no jury, no stoning, no crown of thorns, no piercing in the side. He didn't have to take that. He suffered, bled, and died for us. He allowed that. You can't lower yourself from greatness, which is what I was talking about before. He's perfect. So he can't be anything but perfect. But now, did he lower his human form? Yes.
Okay.
He lowered it according to human standards, yes, but again, to show us that it can be done. So he didn't compromise any of that at all. He raised the standard more than anything by showing us through faith, which is exactly what God was trying to tell us. If God tells you something directly, I don't think we can handle that. There's a reason why we can't see his face. If you don't believe me, ask Moses.
Hmm.
When he went to the mountain and spoke with them, Moses had to hide his face. I don't want to see you because I know to be with you means I'm dead. I can't go tell nobody. So he has to come in a form that we recognize, that we would yield to. Right now, if someone were to come in the mall and said, you know I'm Jesus, you're going to be like, yeah, right. Sure. Yes, you are. You're not going to believe them. You're not going to believe a thing they say. So imagine those people before you criticize back in that day and someone saying, hey, I'm Jesus. The people who have went to school, all the religious Pharisees and theologians who have studied and went to the Bible college and know all these things, we ain't never heard of you. You ain't been in nail class. This Negro saying he's Jesus, who is this? No, he ain't. We're going to get him. What we're going to do is we're going to set him up cold. He's been getting out of these other traps, but we're going to set him up cold. We're going to make him perform a miracle on Sunday, do something according to break God's word. And guess what? He never did. Never. The man did not have a car, nor a credit card, no cell phone, no internet, none of that. And he still managed to keep God's word and raise the standard of faith and excellence. And that's a guide upon what we need to say. If he can do this with just his bare heart essentials, he came to this world the same way we did, without nothing, and left with nothing.
Uh-huh.
Again, we can do the same, the exact same way he did. He worshiped. He sacrificed and worshiped. And that's what he came to show us in that form, that, hey, we can do it.
Gotcha. Mr. Bree, you have anything to add to that?
Sounds like DJ done summed it all up. But God did not compromise at all. Like, he gave us love, hope, and faith through it all. So he didn't compromise any of that.
Correct.
Like Mr. DJ said.
Absolutely correct. You know, yes, sin separates us from God. He can't stand sin. We know this. Okay, Jesus actually raised his standard. You know, do understand, watch this great setup. Y'all remember when he was on the cross?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Jesus' standards is raised high. Okay, because that takes integrity when he didn't have to.
That's right.
Integrity is telling the truth when nobody else knows what the lie is. In other words, integrity is being forthcoming and saying, hey, I apologize for, you know, I thought a bad thing about you yesterday. I apologize. You didn't have to say that to them. But integrity said, yes, you did. Nobody would have ever known, not even them. You didn't voice it. But integrity says, make everything right. You know what you just did with that person? You let them know. Inside, from the inside out, that your standards are so high that you're a very honest person.
That's right.
How many of y'all, by a show of hands, remember, I can't see you, but God can. How many of you, by a show of hands, will respect somebody who came to you and say, hey, I ain't talked to nobody else about you. I had some bad feelings about you. But I just wanted to repent and apologize because, you know, that wasn't right. Would you respect them?
Yes, sir.
I know I would.
Yes, sir.
That's a person full of, in other words, they have high standards. Okay? So, y'all understand that he didn't oppose God, and he didn't compromise his high standards in God. Check this out. Before he got on the cross, and understand, when in the Garden of Gethsemane to that cross, all that happened within a day, within a couple hours. There was no week trial. That was just right now.
Right.
Okay? Do y'all remember these words? Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Let your will be done."
That's right.
He didn't lower his standards. He let God's will be done. In other words, it appeared to the natural eye that Jesus compromised his standards and became sin, but that was actually God's standard. That was his mission. Remember, you lower your standards by separating your ideas and your goals away from God's goals. Your standards are lowered when your goals and God's goals don't match.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all write that down, somebody, please. Your standards are lowered when your goals don't match God's goals. Mm-hmm. Although he was on the cross, his goals match God's goal. That's why he said, "Let your will be done." Right now, can you say that today? God, let your will be done. And can you mean it? If we can't say it and mean it, that means we are living a life of lower standards. Just because it feels good don't mean that it's a high standard. Just because you got a promotion by way of you don't mean that it's a high standard. Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Carr, didn't he also
yes,
say to Judas, didn't he also say to Judas, do as you must, do what you must?
And do it quickly.
When he knew that, I mean, that's something right there to know that you're in a place where you're getting ready to get done in. He knows when the end is coming, but many of us, let me speak for myself. Let me stop doing that. Let me speak for myself. If I know you getting ready to sell me out and I'm getting ready to get punished for it, I'm going to be the first one to snitch. I'm going to be the first one. No, you did this, you said this, you said, especially of a beating so brutal, you know, but it said then, during the pain, through it all, what really, really gets me, I'm talking about affects my soul, he didn't say a mumbling word. He didn't threaten nobody. He didn't fuss back. He didn't say, I didn't do this. I'm not guilty. He didn't say not one word carrying that cross up the hill.
But now this way gets interesting, Mr. DJ. You were talking about lowering standards. Even on the cross, Miss Candy, Miss Shabri, listen to this. You know Jesus almost lowered his standards?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about, Miss Candy? Tell them what I'm talking about. If you on with me, what I'm talking about, Miss Candy?
It's when he asked why God had forsaken him, and if the
did y'all catch it? He said,
sure
"Father, why have you forsaken me?" In other words, you promised me something and you left me. That was a natural. Watch this. But then he started speaking in a language that we couldn't understand. Ooh wee! Y'all see this? This is the most powerful to ever touch the face of the earth. This is the creator of the earth. But see what flesh do? If flesh can make the most powerful almost question himself, Lord have mercy. Us outside of God, what you thinking to do to us? I don't think y'all hit me. That was God in the flesh, y'all. In other words, let me break it down this way, Mr. DJ. Raising your standards without compromising the stance of God. You know how you say, I'm going to go and get me a trainer? You know how you say, I'm going to go and get me some music lessons? You know how you say, I'm going to go and skydive, and you on that plane? And you signed up for that. And all of a sudden, you get up there, and you say, what have I gotten myself into, you old silly person, you? You start talking crazy to yourself. Well, my friend, Jesus God in the flesh, started questioning himself at that very moment. You know why? Because he was wrapped in flesh. He was becoming sin. He was becoming sin for you and I. I don't know what y'all think, but if you never did nothing wrong, and you had to go, you know how we've done, oh, that's wrong how they did somebody who was in prison for 39 years and the people ain't even do nothing? Well, that's wrong how he had to take on everybody's sin. But it was also right that he did it. This man had to take on people's sin that wasn't even born yet. Now, if that's not how, I don't know what is. And he almost compromised it because he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? In other words, that pain of the flesh was causing him to talk a little crazy. This is why I tell you, do not operate in your emotions, because if Jesus almost broke it down and gave up the ghost, you know what we'll do when we start operating in our emotions? The very people that you once used to love, you'll try and hurt them. Come on, Miss Candy, that's real, huh? Yeah. So, y'all, Mr. DJ, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bree,
yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
We got a Mr. DJ song that he wanted to hear. Dun, 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 dun. Say, go, DJ. Go.
Mr. Bree, we'll get you a song too, Mr. Bree.
Sunday Night Raw, and that's how we're going to conclude this. Ms. Candy, I do believe we had some callers who had a question or two. If they had a question, go ahead and press star 5. Mr. B, I thought you had one for the evening. You can go ahead and present it if you want to, you know, see what Mr. DJ Mind at.
Okay. All right. Okay, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
The question I had, the question I had was, God selected 12 disciples who, according to the Bible, had early earthly standards. My question is, if I select friends who has low standards, does that mean my standards are low?
Well, that means, well, first of all, Jesus is the Son of God. That's first of all. So anything that he touches is not going to bring him down. He's going to bring up.
All right.
You, however, you are flesh. And the Bible tells us to choose wisely. In other words, you heard the proverb, birds of a feather flock together. If you choose your friends low, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have those influences pull you down rather than you pull all of them up. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it would better be done if you choose one friend as low and bring them up one at a time. But if you're choosing your friends and you got a bunch of folks running around doing the wrong thing, then that's not, if you in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's probably not a good idea for you to hang out at the bar.
Okay. Good question. Good answer. All right. We had anybody else? Ms. Cat? Ms. Candy, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. We have somebody else?
I'm trying to. I had an issue here with the computer. One moment.
Okay. While she's doing that, Mr. Carr, something that you said sparked another comment from me. You know, you can't really do something and relate to someone unless you experience it yourself.
Come on.
So with even a parent, you can't, a parent that has never got a spanking typically doesn't really spank a kid. You can't, even in on the police force, they can't use a taser unless they're first get tased themselves. That's how they get it. That's the badge of them to use it. Same thing with the bulletproof vest and all of that other good stuff. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that's the way Christ came here, to walk as an example and show us what we need to do and even die.
Come on.
And even how to accept and deal with sin. So what I'm saying is you can't be hypocritical with your standards. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't do that. You can't sit up here and eat at Benihana's in a melting pot with McDonald's money.
You can't do that. You got to be right.
Oh, Mr. DJ, we don't know what everybody don't know what I know it is, but everybody don't know what Benny Hollis is.
You can't eat at a 5-star restaurant with peanut butter and jelly money.
All right, then. There you go. You can't buy the look. You can't buy champagne with Kool-Aid money. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
All right, Ms. Candy, what you got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question for this evening.
Hi. So we've been talking about standards. I pretty much daily, it's my plan to live according to God's will. But a lot of times you have some people that'll be like, oh, it doesn't take all of that. You doing too much, you know. So do you think it's possible that God's standards for one person's life may be different, like a different set of requirements that he has for another individual, such as, you know, you have your supervisors that have a different set of obligations than your staff employees, or do you think that God's standards are leveled for everybody, or is there, like, a different set of requirements per individual, per your level in him?
God.
Hold on, Mr. DJ. Ms. Shabri, I know she over there. I know she's talking about, oh, not me. Mm-mm. Ms. Shabri, come on. What you got?
Okay. I will say, everybody, it depends on where your level are, where you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say, where you are in Christ, for your standards. But I think everybody, he will have the standards for everybody the same. Same dollar standards across the board.
Okay. What you got, Mr. DJ?
God's standards are like nutrition. All of us have to eat. But you're not going to give a baby a big old steak. Some of us may give a baby a drum leg, you know, a drumstick, a piece of chicken, but you're not getting ready to do that. That's not always a good idea. What I'm saying is, basically what she just said, we're at different levels. And one thing you definitely don't want to do is compare your level to someone else's. Their relationship with God is personal. And he will see you through and bring you there. Don't get mad because, you know, you a $10 guy, and you on that level where you can give $10 and it don't hurt, but Mr. Carr may have $1,000. You know, he can give that $1,000 and won't even blink. So you can't, don't look over at your neighbor and try to compare that. You are both praying to the same God. His standards are the same, but depends on where you are in Christ, the level of production, the level of increasing those standards to where we all get to the same place.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Did that help you with the question?
Yeah, that helped. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that helped. All right. We had anybody else, Ms. Candy?
No, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to conclude. So thank you all both and everybody who, I mean, you know, the ones who called in and for the questions. And concluding with this whole segment this past week, raising your standards without compromising the standards of God. Do know that there is a standard way of living. Okay? We cannot be hypocritical. We cannot think and see things the way that the world sees them. We definitely have to be careful about who we call a friend, because the Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? If we are, the Bible tells us, if we befriend the world, we are an enemy of God. You know how people look like they're prospering? But that's according to our definition of prosperity. That's why we have to make it clear what our definition of standard entails. Mm-hmm. If standard does not include God, then your standard definition is wrong.
That's right.
So in order to raise our standards, God's standards must be first known. You hear all the time, as a matter of fact, and it's commonly misquoted, that God will give us the desires of our heart, but you didn't read the whole book. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, why would a parent give you and spoil you with everything that you want when you didn't give them what they wanted?
Amen.
God don't care about your car. God don't care about your finances. God don't care about your degree and how articulate and smart you think you are.
That's right.
God cares about your soul. You're going to heaven. This is what God cares about. If that's what God is concerned about, your car, your house, your hair, your muscles, you have the gift of gab. If he was concerned about that, Jesus would have had all that. He let it be known that his standards had nothing to do with earthly gain. Do not be fooled, today's people, when it comes to raising your standards. I know what Beyonce said. Stop repeating that. Because you might say it's just a song, but that song becomes your Bible. It becomes the gospel to you. Remember, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing. So we'll say put a ring on it. And we think that the measure of this man is based on how big your ring is. Ladies, talk to me. Come on, ladies, do not be hypocritical now. I'm talking to the fellas, too. But talk to me for a second. Can somebody press star 5 and talk to me? Somebody be bold enough to talk to me. I'm going to give you the floor. Talk to me. Come on, Miss Key. I know you. Miss Key can talk. Why we think that way, yet we say we ain't God? Why do we think that we have to be upgraded by a ring to give us value, and that person ain't nowhere near God?
Hmm.
I'm waiting on somebody to start fighting.
She has her hand raised, sir.
Come on, Ms. Key. Come on.
Pretty much, I guess you have your women that, you know, they measure what a guy can do for them, all that kind of deal, because that's like the standard of society. And what they do is they measure a man by his occupation, what he drives, even with women, you know. Guys do the same thing. They measure women by, you know, what they have, what they look like, what they do for themselves, and you can't get caught up in it because it's a worldly standard. It's what society presents you with and what they put in front of you, you know. So that's what you're fed on television, commercials, magazines, billboards, so... But we have to be careful, like I said, and know that that's not the standard that we should live by. So, I mean, it's just what society puts in front of you. You have to train your children when they grow up, you know, that they don't, you know, look for those type of things in people or measure their success based on what they have, what they own, and their educational status. So it's just a society thing.
Yes, absolutely right, because it goes both ways. Men do the same thing. Fellas, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? We got to be careful that we don't get... See, Satan has been around here longer than we have, so don't play that game with Satan. Do not get in that ring to fight him. Let God fight. Okay? Raise your standards. In doing so, you'll find that you're going to be the oddball out, or better yet, the black sheep. And it's okay. The problem, though, is, are you willing to be the black sheep? Because we can say that while we're on this phone and it sounds good. But when we get off that phone, this phone, the Bible says it. You know, you've got that seed he planted, huh? Some on rocky ground. The devil came up and took it away. You got the word of God. Why do we revert back? Why do we go back to lowering our standards? Make sure we don't do that. Okay? Do not base any relationship based on what people have or what they can offer you. If you base your relationship on your standards on what people can offer you or pour into you, you have lowered your standard. Because if that be the case, what can we offer God? You can't offer God nothing but what he gave you, and that's your life. That's it. I know that made people think, huh?
Mm.
You can't offer God money. You don't need your money. But why do we have to pay the tithe? Because he said so. See, so stop looking at it, what people can do for me, but rather what you can do for someone else. Remember, the Bible said it is better to give than to receive. We forget that because we're so engulfed in the worldly standards. And remember, standards, if they don't include God, are wrong.
That's right.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
And this is good. Okay? And that's just that. Now, I have to address this, and Ms. Key was, we talked about it real, Ms. Key there? Ms. Key?
I'm here.
All right. Now, pose them the question you posed to me, and I'm just going to do it in 1 minute right quick. You remember the question last night? Because I just want to help somebody else out who may be thinking that.
Right. A lot of times you hear different ministers and stuff, they tell you, you know, the Bible says, come as you are. But my question was, just where exactly in the Bible is it, you know, come as you are? Like, where exactly is that just posed to? We had a nice little discussion about that.
Yeah, a nice little discussion. Okay.
I wouldn't call it little, but it was, a, yeah.
Good, though. So y'all write this down, Isaiah 1:18. Isaiah 1:18. Because it does not say in the Bible, come as you are. But let me show you something about God. Just because it don't say it, don't mean that's not what he was getting at. In Isaiah 1:18, it says, I, the Lord, invite you to come and talk it over. In some Bibles, it says to come and reason with me. To talk. He says, your sins are scarlet red, but they will be whiter than snow or wool. He says, your sins are. That means you are presently in sin. But didn't he tell you to come? And let's talk. Did y'all catch that? He said, come, although you are still jacked up from the flow up. Come as you are. The question got a little deeper with Ms. Key. She said, what about people who put people in positions and just use that as a cover-up, a cop-out? Basically stuff like, let's say, homosexuality or drug dealers. You know, you got the drug dealer, the guy, a drug dealer, but he leading the choir. That's wrong. That's wrong. You know he's a drug dealer, he leading that choir. Ain't that wrong, y'all? Y'all quiet, because they love this kid and they think I'm going to throw a curveball. I ain't jumping in that water either. I ain't jumping in. Okay, at first glance, you would think that's wrong. But, here go that aha moment. As we raise our standards and get on God's level, do understand that Jesus loved us when we were still yet sinners. He called us when we were still yet. What did he call us to do? He called us to do stuff even in our sin state. That means he called us to lead. So how can a leader be homophobic? That's not the will of God. Well, hold on. Pause for a second. Miss Candace said it best. Jesus had 12 disciples, and he went to all of them in the midst of their sin.
That's right.
He made his selection when Peter was out there fishing for fish, not for people.
Mm-hmm.
His brother James and Bartholomew and all of them. Come on, y'all. Look it up. Matthew was the tax collector. In the midst of Matthew's sin, Jesus called him, said, come and do this right now. Y'all, do y'all remember the man who said, I got to go bury my dad? And didn't Jesus say, let the dead bury the dead? He said, come and follow me right now.
Yes, he did.
Boy, it's mighty funny. We'll start having our standards and say they are full of sin, but yet when it comes to you, now reverse that whole thing. How many times did you say? How many times did you sin yesterday? How many thoughts of sin you had last week? But can't Jesus still use you in the midst of your sin? And then you openly say, I'm not perfect. So you saying that, I don't, see, now we'd be a hypocrite. Parents, let me get to the parents right quick. Can I get to the parents? Good. Okay. Parents, we had them kids, but we put them kids away when we do our little sexting stuff and all that other stuff that we do, right? So just because we ain't in the choir, we're going to say that's wrong to have them in leadership, but God called you to be a parent, a leader, and you still full of sin. Whew. What's the difference? I don't think y'all heard me. I said, what's the difference? Because the Bible said he'll leave the flock to go get one. So you might say, well, that's a whole congregation and that's one child. But that's still that one child means a lot to God. So why did he call you to be a leader, yet you're still full of sin?
Amen.
This is what Monday Night Raw is about, to get us to thinking. In other words, the most important scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8. It starts off with two things. Mr. DJ, what are those two things? Love is what?
Love is.
Somebody help me. Ms. Shabree, what are they? Love is what?
It's not here.
Love is patient.
Love is patient and love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we know we have a godly raised high standard. When we say, hold on, God, if you was patient and kind to me, I have to be patient and kind with them. So yes, they may be the drug dealer. Yes, they may be homophobic. But guess what? I'm no different than they are. Because sin is sin. Because I'm a parent. I'm a parent. I'm a parent, God. My child just don't know everything that I do when they go to sleep at night. Because I can be hoeing around in the streets, but they don't know it. Come on, y'all. Y'all don't want to be honest?
True.
It's true.
So let's not put everybody else on blast and forget ourselves. Because remember, the Bible says if you judge, you will be judged. And if you forgive, you will be forgiven. In other words, if you're not forgiving somebody, you, my friend, are already judging and your standards have been lowered. So if you lower your standards with them, God is going to lower his standards with you.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Father, thank you for bringing us here on one accord. Thank you for bringing us together to uplift your name, Father, to bring us here humbly before you, to teach as well as to learn, Father. Bless us as we go about the rest of the week and hope that something said will warm our hearts and inspire others to be come closer to you, Father. Help us, bring us back together again safely. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night.
Amen.
I thank everybody for calling in. And more importantly, let us all be able to receive, because as Mr. DJ just put it, as we teach, we're learning too, y'all. Y'all, this word apply to us too. That's why it is better that you, when you read your Bible, out my Bible study people out there, when you read your Bible out loud. Your faith is developed by what you hear. Stop just reading it in your mind. Read it out loud. Talk to yourself. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Wednesday for Bible study.
Good night.
Good night.